Jack Zeeble, he's probably not quite ready to ride again after his injury on the weekend, but the North Star joins us. Jack, really appreciate it. How are you going? You would literally be laid up in the couch, I imagine.
Yeah, I am. Obviously tuning in via FaceTime and up on the couch. There's probably not much else to be doing today, and unfortunately getting injured on the weekend means I'll probably be on the couch for the next week or two, resting up.
So out for 10 weeks and right for round two.
Yeah, could be the first bloke to do his knee in round one and play round two in history of the game, but we'll just wait and see on that, and hopefully that is the case, but there's obviously a bit to unfold there.
2020 version of Nick Malcheski. Now, there we go. Hey, now tell us, when it happened, did you know straight away?
Yeah, I knew something was up, and the medial ligament, I've actually never done one of them before, but yeah, it was sort of just one of those things that you sort of felt straight away, something was wrong, and I knew that there was something not quite right, so down we went, and it was a pretty simple test for a medial ligament, and unfortunately that's how it was, but I was lucky it wasn't a full rupture, and I don't require surgery, and yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Jack, now Reece has taken a lot of credit for going down to the bench and making all the moves, but the comeback coincided with you coming off the ground. Did you make the moves?
Yeah, probably was me, actually. I was probably not going too well either. So, no, the boys obviously had a great win on the weekend. They really showed some heart and some shinbone spirit, the way that they fought back. I think they were 5 goals down just after half time, and I think we lost, obviously, Josh Walker at the start of the game with a pretty sickening collision, and he's pretty good at the moment, which is thankful. He's feeling pretty good, and Paul Ahern went down with a hammy, I think, late as well. So to be down 1-1 rotation on the bench in those circumstances, and the guys gritted their teeth and got the job done, was really character building and really good for our group.
I know you've probably had the injury; it's probably preoccupied you a little bit, Jack. But does it, the whole situation we're now facing, does it just feel like we're kind of in a movie? Does it just feel totally unreal to you?
Oh, it does. I mean, we're all in the same boat to a certain extent, and that's the whole of Australia and the whole of society. If what's going on around the world, and we're not excluded in Australia, and I think the announcements today were with most football clubs are making some huge cuts, and that's a pretty hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, and myself included, because you make some really good relationships and bonds with a lot of people at your football club, and those guys do everything they possibly can to help you win on the weekend, whether that's help you as an individual or some way help us as a team. They put a lot of time and effort into doing what they do, and unfortunately now the majority of those people from football clubs are a little bit lost in terms of what they do next. And it's pretty sad to see, but that's the environment we're in, whether it's the football industry or other industries around the world. Pretty similar things are happening, which is really sad.
Let's move on to the after-match celebrations, Jack. There's a few boys who really love to show their wares in terms of dancing during the celebration of the theme song. I would imagine there'd be a few boys down there who are very keen to show their foot skills in terms of stomping and sliding and all that sort of stuff. They're a different breed this new era, aren't they?
They are, mate. If you look around the circle, and I don't know whether you guys are going to play it now, but if you look around the circle and see the older guys in the circle, there's not much dancing going on, but a few of the younger guys definitely have the tails wagging. But no, when you have a come from behind win like that, the energy is pretty high. It's a bit of a bizarre situation, not having much of a crowd there, obviously, on the weekend. But to win the way the guys did, everyone was pretty up and about, and it did mean a lot for our footy club. And hopefully we can, when the season does resume, that can be a pretty important win for us.
There was a school of thought that you have in the past pretended you had a knee injury to avoid the dance. Being a country lad, pretty, you know, straight between the flags. Jack, is there? You're not much of a mover.
Yeah, you're right, Kingy, mate. I try and avoid that dance floor wherever I am, so you won't see me carrying on too much in one of the team songs.
What age is the cutoff, Jack, for these kids who love doing their slide movements in their dance compared to yourself, who's a little bit of a modern-day version of, say, Kingy, and then even further back me, put your thumb in the top of your shorts, just on the side, and you just bob your head a little bit. That's all you do as a dance. I would imagine you're the same, Jack. What's the age cutoff where you stop doing that and you start to get into some of these funky moves? What have you noticed?
Well, I think kids these days that are born in the 2000s definitely aren't afraid of the dance floor. Beyond that, it's probably about 25 to 24. There's a few guys that are mixed through that age group, but the younger they are, the more confident they are, especially around the dance moves.
Unbelievable. Hutto's a great dancer.
Oh, yeah. Cook and a dancer. Hey,
you can do it all. You're a catch.
How's Reece going to cope with this, Jack? Because from talking to people around, he has worked ridiculous hours since he took over, and his personal relationships, everybody has said, has just been extraordinary. And he's going to be in isolation pretty much like everyone. What's he going to do?
Oh, it'll be hard for Reece, and it's, to be honest, it's hard for everyone in the industry right now. Everyone at our footy club is hurting, and we understand the situation we're in. And sure, he is a people person, and he spends an incredible amount of time at the football club working on his craft as a coach and working on our environment and working on the people within the footy club. And to have that all taken away is definitely going to be a bit of a change, and it's something that he'll deal with, no doubt. And he'll stay in contact. I mean, technology these days, I'm sitting on the couch and I'm on a Fox footy show. So be able to keep in contact and keep in touch with all his players and staff members as well probably won't be too hard. And I know him pretty well, and that's going to be high on his priority list. So it's going to hit everyone pretty hard, no doubt, the next month or two, and hopefully we can get back to playing footy as soon as possible when it's safe, of course. And beyond that, I think it's really important that the society as well in this situation take it pretty seriously and get this situation right.
Can you just prove to us that you do have a leg complaint, a knee complaint? Just show us what you've got, what you're doing with it at the moment, because you had an interrupted pre-season aside from this, Jack, so the fitness is a bit of a problem for you going forward. What have you got there? Here we go, spinning it around.
Yeah, spin it around. I'll put my trackies over the top. It's a bit tight.
He's watching himself.
You guys are on the back there. I was trying to figure out when I was on. So my dog's here, having a bit of a lay down as well.
Energetic dog.
Stop it off. Just check normally running laps around about now. But,
just check the pulse on that dog, can you?
He was obviously dog's obviously excited with the show so far.
He's loving it. There's a bit of deja vu up there. Watch that, mate, you go mad. Watch you. So
that's right.
Spin that back around.
That's fantastic.
It's like the dog out of Turner and Hooch. Hey, Jack, you mentioned the kids are confident, and I have been guilty of it myself, and being a little aggressive physically towards coaches when I heard things I didn't like hearing. But you mentioned the kids are confident. Apparently, Taron Thomas was confident in himself when somebody had a go at him in a room after a game. Can you talk us through your relationship with him?
Oh, I don't know where you got that from, Derm. I don't think he's got that in him, to be honest. Taron is a very competitive kid, no doubt about that, and he's quite confident in his own ability, but he's very down-to-earth as well, and he's going to be a star for our team going forward.
He is.
I think everyone's seen what he can produce at AFL level, and his challenge now is to do that super consistently, and I think this year he's going to spend a bit more time up the ground in the midfield, and he's one I'm really excited about for our footy club, and I'm sure our fans are too after what they've seen.
He's an incredible talent. We love watching him. But I'm a little bit like Crocodile with a Bone. He didn't have a go at you after a game, did he?
Oh, hello.
No, he didn't. He hasn't yet. Maybe he might in the future, but we'll wait and see on that. So
I've been given the wrong information, mate, so I'll withdraw that.
Off to a Donga tomorrow, back up home?
Yeah, we'll get home, mate, over the next week or two. My girlfriend will come up with me and we'll take the pooch as well and go and spend some time with the family. And while we can still get up there, everything's not in too much lockdown, we'll go and spend a bit of time in the country and get out of the city,
Jack Viney's on 170 acres up. Did you say Echuca, Moama Way?
No, he didn't say. He was Country Victoria,
Where are you going?
Who's got the biggest property?
Please say
my old man's got a little hobby farm, about 40 acres in a place called Sandy Creek. And just coincidentally, Kane Turner's mum owns the farm pretty much next door. So we'll probably both be up there at the same time and we might go and have a kick maybe.
What does she own? How many acres is Kane Turner on?
Oh, he'd be on a few more, maybe 100 or 200.
Oh, he's clubhouse leader at the moment.
Yeah, welcome back to the country hour, everyone.
Ben Cunnington, we can continue this. He's just bought 250 acres down near Warrnambool, so he's running a few head of cattle. Every minute he gets down to his farm.
Is he growing hair on that farm down there?
Looks like it, doesn't it? He's got a good head at the minute, but hopefully get back home and spend some time with loved ones as we do in this situation. Beautiful. And make sure we stay safe and everyone's healthy.
Hey, Jack, same to you, mate. Yeah. Make sure you do stay safe, and fantastic that you let us into your lounge room and all the excitement there on the couch.
And Crocodile.
We're clearly seeing. Thanks very much, mate. Really appreciate it. Good luck with your recovery, and hopefully we'll get back to some footy soon enough.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.